Great is your faithfulness.
主啊，你的信实。
Sun, moon, and the stars bear witnesses.
主啊，天上的星辰都在同样的做见证。
What we need, you have provided with your hands.
主啊，我们所需要的，主啊，你已经为我们来预备。
Thank you, all these songs reminded us not to forget you.
主啊，谢谢你这些诗歌，让我们提醒我们不能忘记你。
Let us come before you.
我们来到你的面前。
Always remember you.
主啊，永远的纪念你。
Always come closer to you.
主啊，永远的来靠近你。
It's such a privilege that we become sons and daughters of the Most High God.
我们成为至高神的儿女是何等的荣幸。
It's such a privilege.
是何等的荣幸。
But Lord, we continue to pray for church.
主啊，我们继续的为教会来祷告。
Let us be a great witness to call other children home.
主啊，让我们成为见证人，以至于可以把更多的人带回家。
There are still so many homeless.
主啊，还有很多无家可归的。
So many far from the home of the Father.
还有好多离父的家这么远的人。
Struggling, fumbling, stumbling.
主啊，在挣扎，在打滚当中。
There's no hope.
主啊，他们没有盼望。
And Lord, we pray that you empower your church.
主啊，我们祷告，主啊，你能加添力量给教会。
Empower with love.
用你的爱来加添。
Faith.
还有信心。
And hope.
还有盼望。
Empower with all kinds of spiritual gifts.
把属灵的各种恩赐加增给我们的教会。
And the natural gifts.
主啊，还有自然人的。
And all kinds of wisdom,
还有所有的智慧
to bring your children home,
能够把你的孩子带回家。
Lord, we pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
You raise up the church to pray.
主啊，你能够兴起教会来带。
To cry out for this age.
能够在这个世代来向这个世代来呼求。
So Lord, thank you for choosing us to be a witness on this earth.
谢谢你拣选我们成为这个世上的见证人。
We are willing.
主啊，我们愿意。
Willing to lay down our lives as witnesses.
愿意把我们的生命放下，成为你的见证。
As your vessels.
成为你的器皿。
And to preach your gospel.
能够来宣讲你的福音。
Lord, we want to come to you, say sorry, Lord.
主啊，我们来到面前向你来，说对不起。
We failed in many ways.
主啊，我们很多时候都没有做到。
But let your blood cover us.
愿你的宝血厚厚的遮盖我们。
And re-energize us.
重新加给我们力量。
Rejuvenate us.
让我们重新得力。
And revision us.
主啊，也让我们重新的找到意向。
So Lord, we thank you.
主，感谢你。
Thank you.
主，谢谢你。
We believe your Holy Spirit is here.
主，我们相信你的圣灵在我们当中。
Moving among us.
主，在我们当中运行。
Come, Lord, come.
主啊，愿你来。
You're looking for those willing hearts.
主啊，你在寻找那些愿意的。
Today we say we are willing.
主啊，我们今天说我们愿意。
Let you speak to us.
愿你来对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, during the Second World War.
在二战的时候。
You know, many things happen.
发生了很多事情。
And people ask him, why God this happened?
很多人就问神啊，为什么这些事情会发生？
And then the old generation told the younger generation.
那年长的一辈就对年轻的一辈说。
The reason is because we forgot God.
原因就是我们忘记了神。
In Russian Revolution.
在俄罗斯的这个革命。
The emperor's family, many were killed.
那这个王室呢，很多的家族的人成员都被杀。
People were questioning, they are very good people, why they are killed?
那很多人就问，哎，这些都是这么好的人，为什么他们要被杀呢？
The elders answered, because they have forgotten God.
那这长老们就说，因为他们忘记了神。
You know, it just takes a word to bring us back.
那其实我们就需要一句话能够把我们回转。
It takes a lie to separate us from God.
但是呢，一个谎言呢，却能使我们跟神隔绝。
So we here we are so privileged. We come back.
那我们这么荣幸，我们可以回到家。
Not just to remember God.
不仅仅只是纪念神。
But also get reconnected with Him.
但是呢，就是跟他重新连接。
Become his children again.
成为他的孩子。
Think about when God bring his children home, how happy he is.
那你想想看，当神呢把他的孩子接回家的时候，他有多么开心。
I think many here are parents.
那很多在当中呢，我们都是父母。
When your children willingly come to you to visit you,
当你的孩子
how do you feel?
就是很愿意的回到你的家中来看望你，你会觉得怎么样呢？
You feel so joyful.
那你会觉得很开心。
So comforted.
啊，很被安慰。
God is our Father.
那神就是我们的。
His lack of nothing.
他不缺什么。
You know, many people say, "I want to serve God this way, that way." Actually, God is lack of nothing.
那很多人都说哦，我要这样服侍神，那样服侍神。但是其实神一点都不缺。
The only thing He desires is to come home.
那他真正心里想要的就是你们回家。
Know my ways.
认识我的道。
Be blessed.
蒙福。
Don't go there as a astray as a wandering sheep.
不要像这个流浪的羊这样子流出去，就是走出去。
You would be devoured by the wolves.
那你可能就会被豺狼给吃了。
Come home.
回家。
You know, this is our message.
那这就是我们的信息。
Christian message is very simple.
其实基督徒的信息呢是非常简单。
Sometimes we made it very complicated.
但是很多时候我们就把它弄得很复杂。
You know, believe or not, I have repented many times.
那你相信吗？我也常常的要认罪悔改。
Because we made things complicated.
因为我们把很多事情都复杂化。
The message is very simple.
但其实信息都是很简单。
Jesus died on the cross for our sin.
那耶稣呢，在十字架上为我们的罪死。
Whoever believes,
只要相信的人
shall have eternal life and not perish.
就会有永恒的生命，不至灭亡。
Whoever believes shall not be condemned.
那相信的人呢，就不会被定罪。
But his sins will be forgiven.
但是他的罪呢，将要得赦免。
And not only so, and his spirit will be given to you.
那不仅仅是这样呢，那个他的灵也会降下来给你。
Think about God's Spirit living in you.
就想想看，神的灵住在你
的里面。What privilege is this?
哇，这是多么大的荣幸。
As long as we believe, God says, "I give you the power to live a wonderful life on this earth."
只要你们相信神，就说我可，就说我们，我要把我的灵给你，让你在这个世上能够过一个非常好的生命。
And you will be the light on this world.
那你要成为这个世上的光。
The salt on this world.
世上的盐。
You know, when the light comes, everything is clear.
那当光来的时候，一切都明亮了。
We are the light.
我们就是这光。
That's the life in us.
这就是生命，这个生命在我们的里面。
You know, we just this morning I was in front of TNT. I charged my electrical car.
那我今天呢，在 TNT 的时候，我就是充给我的车充电。
In the car, I read my Bible, prepared my message.
那我在车里面呢，我就读圣经，我在准备我的信息。
I see this man was drunk early in the morning.
那我就看到一个喝醉的人，很早的时候，很清晨。
And doing a lot of things.
做一些很奇怪的动作。
You know, when I look at him.
那我看着他的时候。
This is a human.
他是一个人。
You know, human same as us.
那跟我们一样的人。
But what happened?
但是发生什么了？
We don't know.
我们不知道。
Many people, experts say that the homeless, why they become homeless? Because they are not because they like to be homeless.
那呢，很多专家就说这些流浪汉呢，并不是因为他们想要流浪。
Because their home is not safe.
那呢，其实是因为他们的家呢，已经对他们来说不再安全。
Why the home is not safe?
那为什么家对他们不安全呢？
The parents fight.
可能是父母吵架。
Parents got divorced.
父母离婚。
And there's no peace.
没有平安。
And why parents fight?
那为什么父母要争吵呢？
Because we believe a lot of things which are not from God.
那因为我们相信了很多不是出自于神的东西。
Make our life very complicated.
把我们自己的生命呢变得很复杂。
And the Lord is calling everyone home.
那呢神呢就是邀请大家回家。
You know, whoever believes,
相信的人
we are reborn.
我们就是重生的。
It's such a privilege.
就是这样子的荣幸。
You know, I'm not a homeless.
我不是一个。
I was not a homeless.
我不是一个流浪汉。
Before I look at these people, I said, why these people? They're lazy people. They didn't study, didn't work hard.
那我之前呢，看到这些流浪汉，我就心里就会觉得说，哦，这些人不好读书，啊，不好工作。
But when I come to Lord Jesus Christ, I remember when I came to know Him, I suddenly find I am a sinner myself.
那我当我认识主耶稣的时候，我就突然觉得，哦，我自己也是一个罪人。
I'm not different from that person.
我跟那些流浪汉没有什么区别。
Probably I'm worse than those people.
可能我比他们还糟糕。
You know, in heaven, many things are different from on the earth.
你知道在天堂呢，就是很多事情跟地上的事。
There's one prophet saw a vision that he saw one of the homeless persons in heaven, actually very close to Jesus.
那之前有一个先知呢，他在看见了一个异象，就是看见一个无家可归的人呢。在天上跟着耶稣，而且是非常亲近耶稣。
Now, I believe this vision is true.
那我也相信这个意象是真的。
And the Lord is telling her, you know, why this person is here, and very close to Jesus.
那我觉得神就对他说，为什么这个人跟耶稣这么近呢？
Because he has one bread, he gave half to his, you know, his friend.
那他有一片面包的时候，他会给一半给他的朋友。
He has one shirt, I let his friend wear.
那他有一件
He lived in the cold.
一件衣服呢，他就给他的朋友穿，他自己呢就是被就是冷的。
I believe this.
我相信这个。
You know why?
为什么？
When I was a new Christian, I did help homeless people.
那我刚信主的时候呢，我也帮助过一些流浪汉。
Indeed, this happened. I was very fervent. I see this in Montreal, this homeless live on the street.He had nothing to cover. I give him my best, this yu rong fu, this duck feather, and also blankets to them.
他在我在蒙特利尔的时候呢，我刚信主，我有服侍一些那个流浪汉，然后我看到这个人很冷，我就把我的羽绒服还有一些被子给他。
And the second day, I saw as in the snow, I saw.My blanket is in the garbage can.
那第二天呢，我就看，哎，为什么我的被子被扔到那些堆里了
？I was pretty angry.
那我很生气。
And then look at that man. Actually, he gave my feather, duck feather, the coat to his friend. His friend wears it.
那我就看见我的羽绒服啊，我最好的羽绒服，他把他我最好的羽绒服给了他的朋友。
So both of them are walking on the street. I was really touched.
那他们两个就走在这个街上，其实我心里是很感动。
One moment ago, I was really angry. He threw my blanket in the garbage can.
那就前一秒我还很生气，为什么把我的被子扔到垃圾堆里
？A second moment, I was really touched.
可是呢，之后我就感觉到非常的感动。
Because he, in the coldness in the winter, he gave the warm clothes to his friend.
因为呢，在这么冷的天呢，他就把他最暖的一个外套呢，给了他的朋友。
Both of them were drunk walking on the street.
他们两个都是喝醉酒了，就是在街上荡来荡去。
That part how you interpret how Lord is going to deal with in the heaven, I don't know. But I know what touched me was his.
那在神对于他们喝醉酒这方面怎么管教我不知道，但是呢。他们在街上，就是他们分享外套，这个是很感动
的。You know, I believe many things on the earth, what we see, is different from what is in heaven.
那我觉得我们在世上呢看见的一些事情呢，跟我们在天上看见是很不一样的。
That's why Jesus says, "Don't judge."
所以呢，耶稣说不要论断。
Because nobody knows what people are really going through.
因为没有人知道别人的生命。经历的东西
Nobody knows what is really going through in other people's hearts and minds.
那我们也没有办法知道别人心里他们的思想，他们的情绪，一切。
So Lord want us to be merciful.
神希望我们有怜悯。
So that is our Lord.
那这就是我们的主。
So Lord want us to be merciful.
主希望我们呢是有怜悯的。
Lord want us to be like Him.
神呢希望我们就像他一样。
You know, the church, Lord wants to equip His church to be a powerful witness.
那神呢想要就是为我们的教会呢就是来预备。
I think even during the pandemic, Lord is preparing us.
那甚至就是在疫情当中呢我也觉得那个神呢在预备我们。
You know, on the surface, we see the church is really different from before, scattered. Many people are not coming to the church.
一开始我们又看到很多教会呢需要分散，很多人都没有办法来到教会。
But actually, the Lord is bringing everyone's heart closer to Him.
可是呢，神呢却把每个人的心呢都要转向他。
You know, when the people close to you is not around you, when the pastors are not around you, the elders, the other people, what are you going to do with this communion?
那你想想看，你的身边的长老不在你身边，你的朋友不在你身边，你的牧师不在你身边，那你怎么样能够持续这个跟这个communion 这个关系呢？
Communion,
这个圣餐呢
？How do you take communion?
那你怎么拿领圣餐呢
？Yeah, how God is going to speak to you, to you yourself alone in front of the Zoom take communion?
那你想看神就是跟你单独的，就是通过 Zoom 来领圣餐。
You know, many people, their parents died in the hospital. They cannot go to the funeral.
那很多人的父母死了，他们也没有办法去这个的葬礼。
My mother-in-law passed away, and Susan was there. I cannot be there because if you come, they only allow 10 people, anyways.
那我的丈母娘呢？她就是疫情中去世了。Susan 有去参加她葬礼，可是我却没有办法去，因为那葬礼只允许十个人参加。
So if you come, anyways, you cannot attend. You can only attend in Zoom, anyways, because she has more closer relatives than me.
那我们就没有很多人就没有办法参加，因为他有更多就是跟他更亲的亲戚呢，就是我们其他人就得通过 Zoom 来参加他的葬礼。
So I stayed here and joined the Zoom.
那我就在 Zoom 在温哥华呢，就用通过 Zoom 呢能跟他就是参加他的葬礼。
So that feeling is very different.
那这个感受是很不一样。
But I believe the Lord is equipping all of us through all this.
那我觉得呢，神呢通过这一切来装备我们。
What is your true faith?
那你真正的信心是什么？
What is your true love?
那你真正的爱是什么？
Where do you put your hope?
那你把你的盼望放在哪里？
Where do you put your trust?
那你把你的信心放在哪里？
You know, the business world is shaken.
啊，你看到这个商业呢，就是有很多的震动。
Indeed, sometimes when I drive on the street, I like to walk, look around.
那我开车的时候呢，我就常常左边看，右边看。
Many shops are closed.
那很多商店呢都关门了。
Many services are gone.
那很多的服务行业呢也关门了。
Even there's one service to clean septic tank during the pandemic, he just didn't come.
现在还有一个就是一个
化粪池的，
对，就清理化粪池的这个行业呢，就是在 COVID 的时候也关门了。
Because he said one thing is he says not going to work. Second, he get the money from the government.
因为他就是他没有工作，另外呢，就是政府也可以给他钱嘛。
So everything changed.
那很多事情呢都改变。
But all this will bring us closer to God.
但是这些事情呢，其实都能把我们带得更亲近神。
Something is a shaking.
好，有些东西在震动。
Bible said the Lord is going to shake the whole world.
那在圣经上说呢，神要震动全世界。
The unshakable will remain.
但是呢，那不可震动的国呢，就会留下来。
You know, many things are going to be shaken.
那很多东西都会被来震动。
You know, our financial systems are going to be shaken.
那我们的经济体系呢，要被来震动。
I'm not really into finance.
但是我虽然不是很了解，就是关于这方面的信息，就是经济上。
You know, but we know there's a fight between renminbi and U.S. dollars. They are doing something.
那我们也知道，就是美金跟人民币之间的这个。
Many people are in the world frustrated by U.S. keep printing money.
那很多国家呢，就是对美国一直这样子印钞票呢，感到非常的愤怒。
So they want to find a solution, try to avoid U.S. dollars.
所以呢，他们就在想办法，怎样就是好像不来使用这个美。
The U.S. government says, "No, I'm not going to let this happen."
那呢，美国政府就说，我不会让这个发生。
I want to stop this.
我要阻止这个。
In the name of all kinds of good names.
就是靠着各的名声来。
So many experts are going to say, you know, it's many things are on the verge of shaking.
那呢，很专家很多人都说，很多各个方面的东西呢，都是在震动的边缘。
And many prophets also saw in their visions, COVID as a pandemic is nothing. More serious ones are coming.
那很多就是先知呢，他们就看到异象，就是说这个疫情呢，其实真的是
新冠疫情
呢，其实真的是一点都不可怕，之后发生的事情才会更严重。
So we need to be prepared.
所以呢，我们需要就是预备。
So, what is a healthy church?
那我健康的教会应该是什么样的呢？
Today we'll talk a little bit about a healthy church.
那我们今天就要讲。
We go to Acts
健康的
chapter 2.
教会，我们翻到《使徒行传》第二章。
So, chapter 2, the first church is born through the Holy Spirit after Jesus died and resurrected and go to heaven.
那当耶稣呢钉死十字架然后复活然后升天的时候呢，第一个教会呢就通过圣灵生出来。
And when the first church is born and the apostles started preaching and a fire of tongues fall upon them and Holy Spirit moved.
那这个当时呢，就是他们在一起祷告的时候呢，这个圣灵的火就像舌头一样从天降下在他们身上。
So when they're filled with the Holy Spirit and people are wondering what's this happening, so Peter started preaching.
那当他们被圣灵充满呢，就是大家都觉得很惊奇，他们这些人在干什么？然后这个使徒彼得呢，就开始来宣讲福音。
After Peter preached the 2-minute message.
那这个彼得讲完了这个两分钟的道
The most powerful message
这个最有力量的道
3,000 people become Christians
3,000人就信主
So I learned to preach 2-minute message
那我要学会讲两分钟的道
So today the message will be shorter
那我今天的道短一些
So 3,000 people was converted
那3,000人呢就信主了
Actually they live life like a communist You know, style, lifestyle.
那他们当时就是活住的一种，就是像共产党、
共产主义的
生活。
But they are mainly there are four elements in the church. They are practicing very, very crucial.
那他们在教会里呢？他们其实就是在用四个方面，四个生活方式。
So chapter 2:42.
那第二章《使徒行传》第二章42节。
So the first early church, they do these four things.
那呢，这个早期教会呢，他们做这四样的事。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
他们就恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And to the fellowship.
连接交接。
To the breaking of bread.
掰饼。
And to prayer.
还有祷告。
So first is apostles' teaching.
第一就是使徒的教训
Second is a fellowship
第二就是彼此交接
The third is breaking of bread
第三就是掰饼
And the fourth is prayer
第四就是祷告
So these four things are very essential for a church
其实这四件事呢就是对于教会来讲是非常重要
A church more or less we have to have all of these four
那个教会呢不管怎么样都要至少有这四样
Now the first is apostles teaching
第一就是使徒的教训
So that is the Bible.
那就是圣经。
So those days, the Bible, the New Testament was not written yet.
那当时呢，这个新约圣经还没有写成。
Even the Old Testament was very rare because there's no printing technology, so it's usually written on the lambskin.
那甚至呢，旧约的圣经呢也不是完整的，因为当时没有印刷术，所以它大部分呢都是手写在羊皮纸上。
So basically, this by their memory they pass on.
那很多时候是通过他们的记忆来传承。
So the apostles followed Jesus physically for 3.5 years, so they know everything Jesus said. They memorized.
那这些使徒呢，就是跟随着耶稣3.5年，所以呢，他们就是通过记忆把耶稣的教导就传承下。
So later on, they wrote the Gospel of Matthew.Gospel of John, Gospel of Luke, and the Gospel of Mark.
那之后呢，他们就写了马太、马可、路加、约翰。
So, but at this moment, when this verse was written, basically, There's no New Testament yet.
那他这个经文在这里写的时候呢，当时并没有新约。
But they listen to apostles' teaching, basically what Jesus told them.
那他们就遵守使徒的教诲，也就是耶稣怎么教导他们的。
That's the Bible.
那就是圣经。
So the first thing is Bible.
那第一件事就是
the Word of God.
圣经神的话。
New Testament and Old Testament.
新约和旧约。
This is something which cannot.Be missed in church.
那这个是教会不可以忽略的。
This also is the first thing.
也就是也是最重第一件事情。
The second is the fellowship.
第二呢就是彼此交接。
The fellowship means we need to communicate. We need to mingle our lives together.
那这个意思就是说，我们需要彼此的来沟通，需要我们的生活呢要有一个交集在一起。
It's like a real family.
就像一个真正的家庭。
You know, in real family, you do not really make everything so in order. You know.
那在真正的家庭生活中呢，你不会把每一件事情都规划的，就是非常有啊规矩。
That does not mean church shouldn't be in order.
那也不是说教会呢就没有规矩。
And but it's like a family.
但是呢，就是更像一个家庭。
Family has its own order.
那家庭有他们家庭的一些
A healthy family is a clear order.
那健康的家庭呢，有一个非常好的秩序。
It's a very organic order.
是一个非常就是有。活动就一个活力的一个次序。
So the people know who's the father, who's the mother.
他们知道谁是爸爸，谁是妈妈。
There's no confusion.
没有任何的混乱。
So basically, everybody knows their role.
那每个人知道了他们的位置。
People will not argue why you are the 老大 I'm the lower. Why you are the firstborn, I'm the secondborn.Because you were born first, very. They don't argue.
那之间我们也不会说哦，为什么你是老大呢？我是老二呢？因为我们生的次序就是这样子啊。
Yeah, so there's no argument.
所以就没有什么可争吵的。
Everything is worked out with love.
那一切呢，都是通过爱来来就是来运作。
You know, father, mother, servants.
那呢，就是父母呢，就像这个
仆人
一样。
The real servants
是真正的仆人。
Good father, mothers are they all real servants?
那好的那个父母呢，都是真的是好的仆人。
Just serve
就是在服侍。
You know, they have no complaint.
他们也没有什么抱怨的。
Yesterday was a really touching moment for me.
那昨天呢，对我来说是一个非常触动的一天。
Because I send my third child, the baby, to UBC Dome.First day to UBC.
我把我老三呢，最小的孩子呢，送到了这个 UBC 的宿舍。
And you know, I looked at the dorm, and he's going to live by himself.
那我就看到这个学校的宿舍，我就想了，哦，他要一个人住了。
My wife cooked breakfast for many years, lunch, then later I cooked many years.
那我之前呢，我的太太很多年呢，就是煮早餐给他们，后来呢，就是变成我在给他们。
Now I don't need to cook.
那现在我什么都不用煮了。
I only cook for my wife.
我只要为我老婆煮就好了。
But she doesn't like my cooking anyways. So I cook for myself.
她也不喜欢我煮的，所以我都自己煮给自己吃。
So it's very different.
所以很不一样。
But this is a family.
但这就是一个家。
You know, there's communication going on there.
就是有。彼此的一个交流。
So last evening I called my son.
那昨天晚上呢，我就打电话给我的儿子。
My wife called my son again.
那我的老婆呢，又打一电话给我的儿子。
My son was very nice. The voice was very nice. Super nice.
那我的儿子呢，他的就是回答呢，就是非常的有礼貌，非常好。
So this is like a fellowship.
那就是这就是这里讲的一个交接，一个沟通。
This fellowship is mingling our lives together.
那这样子的一个团契呢，就是把我们彼此的生命呢，能够交集在一起。
We share our happiness together.
我们彼此分享我们快乐的事。
We share our burdens.
我们也彼此分享我们的重担。
We help each other.
我们也彼此帮助。
At times we give some people some room.
那有的时候我们也给彼此一些空间。
You know, let them sit there alone for a while.
那他一个人在那里先待会儿。
And sometimes we conflict.
那有时候我们也会彼此争吵。
So if there's love, there's always good things come out of the conflict.
那如果是有真正的爱的时候呢，在我们的争吵当中。
So this is the second element in the church is the fellowship.
那所以呢，这就是教会里的第二点，就是团契。
The fellowship basically means you mix together, 和在一起，中文叫和在一起。
就是团契的意思就是我们要和在一起。
Okay, 就是和在一起。So many people don't like to mix them with other people.
那很多人呢不喜欢跟别人就是混在一起。
Sorry, this is not a Christian life.
但是这并不是基督徒的生活。
I know many, many people, they say they are Christians, but they don't like to mix with other people.
那我知道呢，我认识很多基督徒呢，他们说他们是基督徒，可是他不喜欢跟别人有任何的交流。
They said I was hurt by the church.
他们说哦，因为我被教会所伤害。
Because of this, because of that.
因为这个原因，因为那个原因。
But however, we still need to mix together.
但是不管怎样，你我们还是需要就是被搅在一起。
Just like a family, just like a family.
就像一个家庭。
Sometimes my son said, "Leave me alone."
有的时候我的儿子就说，不要管我。
Yeah, leave you alone for a while is fine.
短时间不管他是可以的。
But leave you too long is not good.
但是很久都不管他那就不行了。
That long will become lonely.
因为呢，这个不管他呢，他就会就是变成一个孤独。
孤独。The long become alone becomes lonely.
那这个独自一人呢，就变成了一个孤独孤单。
You know, actually, during the pandemic, the many diseases these days they found is because of loneliness.
那在那个疫情的期间呢，他们就发现很多疾病呢，其实是因为人孤单所导致的。
Even Harvard University did some psychological study for many, many years. They find a healthy person, the first element is good relationship.
那他们就是学院呢，哈佛大学做了很多就是实验呢，就是说为什么人呢会有疾病呢？不是没有疾病的人，通常呢是有非常健康的人际关系。
So that's God's law.
那这就是神的一个律。
So because when we do fellowship, we encourage each other.
那当我们有团契的时候呢，我们就可以彼此鼓励。
You know, sometimes when we are with somebody who has great faith in the Lord, our faith increases.
那我们有时候呢，跟一个就是比如说很有信心的人呢，我们的信心也会同样的长进。
You know, that's true.
那是真实的。
You know, when you are with Duncan, your faith will increase.
那你跟 Duncan 在一起的时候呢，你的信心也会增长。
Your Bible knowledge will increase.
那你的对圣经的理解呢也会增长。
In past many years, I was in the pastoral fellowship. We have some spiritual fathers. They have great faith. I just sit there, listen. I don't do nothing, but my faith will increase.
那有很多年呢，我都是在这个就是牧者团契当中。那我们当中呢有很多年长的，还蛮有信心的牧者。那我坐在那里呢，我什么也不做，我就听。可是呢，我的信心就一直这样子增长。
So this is fellowship.
那这就是团契。
And the third element is breaking bread.
那第三呢就是掰饼。
Breaking bread actually the two parts.
那掰饼呢是有两。
One part is just eating food together.
那一方面呢就是吃饭。
The second is communion.
那第二呢就是圣餐。
Because in those days in Israel, even now in Middle East, the bread is the main food.
那现在中东呢，甚至到现在呢，以色列呢，还有中东现在的他们主要的食物都只是面包而已。
So that's why if you go to a Middle East restaurant, it's a bread, 大饼。
所以你去中东的餐馆呢，你们就会看到有很多就是饼。
So those days, they eat together at the same time, they break the bread and share communion.
那他们那个时候呢，就是一起吃饭，然后同时呢，他们就掰饼，然后就是领圣餐。
You know, eating food together is sharing life.
那吃一起吃饭呢，也是彼此分享生命。
So today we actually have some brothers sisters. They really touched by the Lord. They think they want to have food together. I think that's wonderful.
那有些弟兄姐妹就有感动，所以我们今天等一下呢会一起聚餐非常好。
So the ones who do not come here, you miss the food.
没有来的人，你们哈错过。
You are going to be fed spiritually, not physically.
那你可以被灵里来喂养，而不是身体上的喂养。
So, basically, they are going to share communion. They said, let's break the bread together. This is the Lord's body.
那他们就是来分享这个圣餐，就是我们一起来掰饼，因为这个饼呢，就是代表了神耶稣的身体。
So when they are eating together, doing the communion, this is very meaningful.
那当他们一起吃饭的时候呢，其实呢，这个意义是重大的。
The Chinese said, 民以食为天啊，就是the normal humans treat food as their God. You know, that's Chinese saying. So food is one of the most important thing in the people's life.
那呢，中文说的这个民以食为天，因为在吃。
These days in Canada, because we're so abundant of food, we treat it casually.
那因为在加拿大呢，我们有食物有的资源非常充足，所以我们会把这个食物当做一件好像很小的事情。
But those days is different.
但是那个时候并不是这样子。
You know, in Chinese people in the thousands of years, how do we greet people?
那你想想看，我们中国人呢，这么几千年，我们怎么彼此打招呼？
吃了没有？
Have you eaten anything?
That's how we greet each other.
就是我们怎么样来
Have you eaten your meal? Yes, because that's very important.
因为呢，就是对我们来说吃很重要。
But if you say good morning, my stomach is not filled. The morning is not good.
那你跟我说哦，早上好，但是我还没有吃，所以你跟我讲早上好没有任何意义。
So that's why people say, "Have you eaten?"
所以呢，我们中国人打招呼就是你吃了吗
？So this fellowship, this part breaking bread is very important.
所以呢，这方面就是一起分享掰饼呢是很重要。
Many things about food in the society actually is pretty close to the Bible.
很多就是关于食物上的这个事情呢，在社会上呢，其实是跟圣经很相像。
You see, in China, you said if anything you cannot be done, the business cannot make a deal, go to the table. The deal will be made.
那在中国的文化呢，就是如果说这个生意的这个合作没有办法能够完成的时候呢，通常我们就有个饭局，然后在饭局上解决。
Is that interesting?
啊，是不是很有趣啊？
Because so in the church, same thing. If brother sister many things cannot be resolved, you just sit and eat.
那就是教会也是一样。如果很多事情弟兄姐妹事情没有办法解决的话呢，我们就在一起在吃，在饭桌上解决。
That's where also Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you."
那所以也圣经上耶稣说呢，这是我的身体为你们掰开。
This is a real food.
这是真正的食物。
And this Jesus' body as a real food will bring us together to feed us.
那呢，耶稣他的身体呢是一个真正的食物，能够把我们重新的带回来一起。
That cup of wine will his blood and washed us.
那这个杯呢，就代表了是耶稣的宝血来洗净了。
Give us new life.
给了我们新的生命。
You know, we should practice also more.
那我们呢，也要同样的就是操练。
You know, the last while, the pandemic really distanced all of us.
那呢，在疫情当中呢，这个疫情呢，使我们的人与人的距离拉远了。
You don't know, should I wear mouth to eat or not?
About
mouth piece.
我们就不知道我们是不是要戴着口罩吃啊，还是？
So, but, brothers and sisters, this is very important.
但是呢，这是很重要的。
So, during the pandemic, who's eating with you?
那在疫情当中，谁跟你一起吃饭呢
？Those closest to you，
就是那些与你最亲近的人。
Vice versa。
那
When you eat with somebody，
那呢，你跟一些人吃饭的时候
，those you know they will become close to you。
那他们也就是会跟你更亲近。
You know, now we still the broadcasting everything pandemic。Actually, listen to the Lord.
那我们现在还在讲疫情，但是呢，我们更重要是要听神的声音。
You know, there's a when we obey the Lord, the pandemic is nothing.
当我们听神的话，这个疫情呢，真的是对我们来说一点。
It's nothing.
真的是没有任何问题的。
You know, there are many situations. The Lord just protect people.
那有很多情况呢，神真的是来保护了我们。
Once I had a talk with Brother Duncan. I said, do you take care of your health? You are always preaching gospel, maybe eat some good food, healthy product.
我就问他哦，你有没有就是好好照顾你的身体啊？你老就是一直传福音，你有没有要吃一些补品啊？
And he said, you know, the more I look after my health is deteriorating, but the more I overlook and I just preach the gospel, everything goes well.
那他就说哦，我以前很照顾我的身体，可是身体却越来越不好。后来我就是我觉得我太照顾了，我就是现在专心在传福音身上，我的身体就越来越好。
Am I right?I missed something or add something. Yeah, that's what happens. He's happy sitting in Tim Hortons, Starbucks with the young people.
他就是很开心在那个星巴克或者是在 Tim Hortons 跟年轻人一起来查经。
Pandemic is nothing.
那真的疫情真的是不值一提。
Indeed, actually, I remember some people. Lord, forgive me. I do not judge anybody.This brother, he said, he was studying healthy products stuff, and he said, using this, I will live very, very long.
那我就讲一个见证，就是一个人跟我讲了，那我不是在论断他，他就说呢，他就是研究很多，就是健康食品，就是营养品，他就说，如果我吃这个营养品呢，我一定会活得很久。
But what happened was in his 50s, early 50s, he got cancer.
那他，可是呢，他在他50
Normally, these days, cancer won't kill everybody.
那一般呢，就是现在这个医疗系统呢，一般就是癌症呢不会杀死你。
But he cannot recover. He died when he was 50.
可是呢，他却没有办法好起来，然后他就死了。
Yes, so brothers, sisters, our life or death is really in the hands of the Lord.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我们的生死呢，就是在神的手中。
I don't think the pandemic.Your hands is not in the. Your life is not in the hands of the pandemic.
So, 你的生命呢不是在疫情的手中。
So, when you need to eat with somebody, go.
所以呢，你要跟一个人吃饭的话，你就去吃吧。
You know, then when you eat, both of you are going to be alive.
你吃的时候，你们两个人都会。
Because Lord said so, then you did so, and the Lord is with you.
那如果神这么说，如果你也这么做的话，神就会。
The fourth element is prayer.
那最后一点呢，就是祈祷、祷告。
Church always need to have prayer.
那呢，教会呢，就是非常需要祷。
When we pray, the Lord is among us.
那我们祷告的时候呢，神就与我们同在。
When you have a chance, just pray.
那你有机会的时候呢，就要祷告。
So, you know, actually Mary reminded me about praying for people.
那 Mary 呢，就是常常提醒我要为人来祷告。
Because there was a time, as I said, I need to repent. I become more complicated.
那我刚才说了，就是有一段时间呢，我是需要悔改的，因为呢，我变得很复杂。
You know, as a pastor, you learned this, learned that, and then when you look at this person, oh, this person, I need to use this method.
那作为一个牧师啊，你要学会很多各种各样的方法。哦，然后你看到这个人，你说哦，这个人需要用这种方法。
You know, now I'm more simple.
那我现在就变得更简单。
Cross and the Holy Spirit.
那就是十字架跟圣灵。
Love.
还有爱。
So I pray for everybody.
那我就为每个人来祷告。
So the other day, I met this pastor in the restaurant.
那我那天呢，我就是在一个餐馆遇到了一个牧师。
I was eating there in mission, and he and his daughter come and said, "You know, are you going to the church?"
那呢，我当时在这个我在 mission, 然后呢。我在这个餐馆的时候，他就遇到了他和他的女儿，他就问我，你还去教会吗？
I said, yeah, I'm a pastor too, actually.
我就说，哦，我也是一个牧师。
And then we shared.
然后我们就分享。
They're really reaching out.
然后他们就是send.
And then they have this, they print out $1 million. This on the back is the handout.It's $1 million. This is real.
然后他们就印了一张，你看，这是1100万。
Everybody give $1 million. Jesus Christ is more than this. Anyway, we just hold hands and pray in the restaurant the right way.
那我们就是在这个叫这个餐馆的一起祷告，一起拉手祷告。
Yeah, so we just pray and people will be encouraged.
那我们就祷告了，希望呢就是。 更多人会被鼓励。
And when we pray, Lord is going to work.
那我们祷告的时候呢，神就会来工作。
There was one sister always called me, and she has a, with her husband always this and that. When she called me, I don't know how to, you know, sometimes comfort.
那有一个姐妹呢，常常就给我打电话，就是讲她跟她丈夫之间的一些问题。
So I just pray.
那我也不知道该怎么安慰她，所以我就祷告。
She said,Why when you pray, my mind is clear?
他就问我，哎，为什么你祷告，我的头脑就清楚了呢？
Because I can't do nothing. God, when I pray, God is going to do things.
因为我什么都不能做，但我祷告的时候，神可以来做。
Holy Spirit will give you love.
圣灵呢会给你爱。
Give you wisdom.
给你智慧。
And when you look at your husband, he's so handsome.
看你的丈夫的时候，你会觉得哇，他好帅。
That's what the Holy Spirit does.
那这就是圣灵的一些工作。
I cannot persuade you to believe your husband is handsome.
我不能够劝说你，就是劝说你，你说你丈夫是帅的。
Only the Holy Spirit will do that.
那只有圣灵才能够做到。
You know, when we pray, also many meetings, when we come together, don't just chit chat this and that.
那我们在一起聚会的时候呢，我们也不要就是好像讲这讲那的。
So when we come in Jesus' name, when we pray.God's presence will be there.
当我们聚在一起用耶稣的名来祷告的时候，神的灵就会降下。
The meeting will become very constructive.
那这个聚会呢，也会变成非常有秩序。
Constructive.
就是 constructive. 建造。
You see, when you just learn to pray, and then the things all become constructive.
那呢，当我们一起学习祷告的时候呢，我们所有做的事情都会彼此来建造。
When we don't pray, sometimes when we meet, after the meeting, we find negative.
可是我们如果不这样做的，我们好像聚会完后，我们觉得好像很多负面的那个就是情绪。
You know, it's true.
是真的。
It's true. So when we come together, and it's positive.
那我们在一起的时候。我们就会有彼此建造。
Also, all the brothers sisters around us need prayer.
那我们身边的弟兄姐妹呢，也需要带祷。
Church need prayer.
教会也需要被带祷。
Our world needs prayer.
我们的世界呢，需要带祷。
And when we pray, also Lord is going to give us, lead us.
那我们祷告的时候呢，神呢也会带领我们。
So you know, this world needs Jesus Christ.
那这个世界需要主耶稣基督。
They need to be reconnected with God.
他需要跟神重新连接。
Us as Christians, we still need to be always connected with God.
作为基督徒呢，我们还是一直要与神有一个连接。
We need all this.
我们需要所有的这些。
Apostles' teaching.
使徒的教导。
Fellowship.
团契。
And also, the breaking of the bread.
掰饼。
And also prayer.
还有祈祷。
As we will pray, the Lord will install all these elements in our church richly.
就祷告呢，就是神能够把这四个方面呢，在我们的教会来。
And also give gifts to each one.
给每个人有恩赐。
So all these elements will be flourish.
那所有这个方面呢，这四个方面呢，都能够就是很好的荣光兴旺呀。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天上的父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your words.
谢谢你的话语。
Your words are eternal.
你的话语是永存的。
Your words are applicable on this earth.
你的话语在这个世界上也是可以使用。
Lord, we thank you for the early church. Just Holy Spirit come, and then as wonderful things happen.
主，我们来感谢你，就是初期的教会圣灵降下的时候，这些奇妙的事情发生在教会身上。
And we also believe this is for today.
主啊，我们也同样相信，这也是跟我们今天。
Because you said that the glory of the last day temple will be greater than the former.
因为圣经上说，就是圣殿末后的圣殿的荣耀要大于前之前的。
So Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我感谢你。
So right now, move among us.
在我们当中来运行。
Not just speak to us, but your Holy Spirit move.
不仅仅是对我来说话，你的圣灵来大大的运行。
Move upon each one，
在每个人身上来。
Move in each one's hearts，
在每个人的心中。
Empower each one，
来加增我们的力量。
So do the habai di, so do the hati gali, so do the haba baba, hey gali 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 gali. Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you.
感谢你。
Thank you.
感谢你。
Thank you for each brother, sister.
为每一个弟兄姐妹深深感恩。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你的爱。
So your grace is sufficient.
主啊，你的恩典是够我们用。
You are able.
主啊，你也能够。
And here we just say, Lord, we thank you again.
主啊，我们再次说，主，我们感谢你。
May your Holy Spirit move.
愿你的圣灵来运行。
And empower.
加增我们。
And all these elements will be installed to the church.
让这些的元素都能够在我们的教会来运行。
And we pray.
主，我们感谢。
We do have needs in the church.
主，我们在教会里有需要。
But you can send people, you can energize people.
你可以差派人，你也可以能够提供能力给我们。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.